Troy from ZiaComics.com, and we're getting ready to start a new playlist here. It's going to be our travels. I get to travel a lot with my work, so we're going to start chronicling those travels. And this first one, I had the opportunity to go to the World Expo in Dubai, which is like the Las Vegas of the Arab world. And this first part of a multi-part series of that trip is going to be the 14-hour Etihad plane ride from New York City to Abu Dhabi. So let's go. The flight from New York City JFK Airport to Abu Dhabi is a 12.5-hour flight on the Etihad Boeing 787. The welcome drink was a lemonade with mint in it. It was really good. The seats in the first class lounge will lay flat like a bed. My seat was in the center aisle, which puts you right next to another passenger. If that passenger is not someone you want to see during your flight, all you have to do is raise up the partition and you are isolated. One of the first things they do when you get on the plane is make sure you see the menu so you can go ahead and order what you want for your dinner and breakfast, since you will be on this flight for 12.5 hours from JFK all the way over to Abu Dhabi. Here's a map of our flight path. And since it's such a long flight with a lot of Muslim flyers, they provide a map for you to find the direction of Mecca so that you can pray during the flight. After landing in Abu Dhabi, a quick check on the iPhone shows that back home, they're about 11 hours behind us. It's a good indicator you're in the Middle East when they have camel statues in the airport. You also know you're overseas when they have an enclosed smoking area inside the airport. Even though we had an RT-PCR test before we left New York City, as soon as you land in Abu Dhabi, you have to get another one before you're even allowed to leave the airport. They even sticker the back of your passport to verify that you have been tested before you leave. So to even get over there, before we left, we had to have an RT-PCR test before they would allow us to fly out of New York City. The flight, 12.5 hours, because we had the wind at our back. Once we landed, they made very sure that you got tested again before you're even allowed to leave the airport. We got checked 4 or 5 times before we got out of the airport. Then they will send you your results. If you come up positive, and we had some people in our tour group that did, they will quarantine you for the full 2 weeks or until you come up negative. That's not something you want. And Abu Dhabi was a lot more strict than Dubai. Abu Dhabi, everybody was wearing the mask indoors and outdoors. And to go into any of the buildings, you had to show that you had been tested and came up negative. And those tests did have a timeout on them. I think they were good for 48 to 72 hours. And once that ran out, you had to get tested again. So we had to get tested before we even flew home. Okay, that is the video for our flight over to Abu Dhabi. The next video in this series is going to be us walking around Abu Dhabi and checking all the sites in Abu Dhabi out. So keep a lookout for that video. Until then, later nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.